You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. It is Monday, October the 20th of 2025. The temperature is 35 degrees. A chilly start here in downtown Wausau. We are live from our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. If you'd like to join us in this segment, talk about something that you did or happened this weekend, you can join us by calling 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. I would love to hear your response to some of the news of the weekend. This morning, we will be talking about the No Kings rally that occurred in Rib Mountain and in spots all over the state and the country this weekend. Millions of people came out to say that they don't like what is going on with this administration. They don't like what Donald Trump and Stephen Miller and others in this administration are doing. Trump and his minions claim that folks that came out were either haters of America, or they were paid, or there weren't that many of them, and they're all losers, according to Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that as we continue this morning, and we'd love to know if you were out there yourself, according to our 98.9 WXCO news reporter Isabella Nieto. There were more than 1,100 folks that were out in Rib Mountain alone. A lot of folks. And we'll talk about that story coming up in just a little bit here on the WXCO Morning Report. Also talk about other things that went on this weekend. Talk about our high school football teams. The playoffs got underway for the Newman Cardinals. It was a tough one on Saturday for Newman. The playoff brackets for 11-player came out with the playoffs beginning on Friday night. Teams like Wausau West and Wausau East and DC Everest and Mosinee and Marathon and Edgar and others all will be participating in the 11-player football playoffs. I'll let you know who they'll be playing coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. And we will also, in our final few moments, somewhere around 8:28 this morning, have our Number for the Day quiz with Ian Welsh. And Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How was your weekend?
You know what? It was a really nice weekend with the family. And with my brother and sister, I came out from Madison, and we got to see I illuminate at the Grand Theater on a Saturday. And it was a really great a show, and just it was nice to just take the weekend off and spend some time with the family.
Fantastic. And I spent a lot of time on buses this week. I was thinking about that since we last were together on Friday morning.
Busy.
Yeah, on Friday night, I went on the team bus with the Wausau West Warriors to River Falls. So that was, I think, somewhere around 2.5 hours each way. So that was about 5 hours total. Got back at about 1:15 to Wausau West and then got home by about, 1:35 or so. And then I knew I had to fall asleep because the bus was leaving with Newman Catholic for their game at Frederick on Saturday morning at 7:15. And, of course, when you know you need to sleep, you don't have much time because you have to get going again really early, you don't sleep. So I didn't sleep very well. So then we got on the bus, and there was more than 3 hours each way to Frederick on Saturday. So I'm thinking of the hours that we had on the weekend, I spent roughly 11 hours on buses, maybe even a little bit more than that. So a lot of bus rides, but it's I'm not unhappy about it because I got a chance to do some high school football both on Friday and Saturday and enjoyed that. So no problem at all, but still, it's still a lot of time on the bus. But I will say I'd rather be on the bus than driving all that distance because at least I know that I'm going to get there and not have any problems. And in fact, we'll have another long trip on Friday because Wausau West plays at Heartland Arrowhead. So it'll be a Heartland, Wisconsin. So that's another bit of a trip going on on Friday night, but no, other than that, was a good, by the way, because I was off on Saturday doing the Newman game, how did things go with the Sully College football page? Because you had to be in charge on Saturday. Did everything go okay?
It did. We were able to keep on a task. Joe Haninos and Sully had a lot to talk about, and we definitely got the hype up for the big not only the high school games, but also the professional games as well.
Not much hype for the Badgers, though. Another rough one for Wisconsin.
My mom says she didn't even watch the Badger game.
Well, I don't think your mom missed much.
No, she didn't miss much at all.
Yeah, 34-0 Ohio State. So last week was 37-0 against Iowa. This week, 34-0. Packers, a good comeback win yesterday.
Packers absolutely had a close game yesterday with Arizona. I wasn't sure that they were going to pull it off in those final 2 minutes, but they did.
I will say it helps when you have total ineptitude on the other side because the play that I thought is like, how could you make such a stupid call was when the Cardinals, with about 5 minutes to go, had fourth and one from like their own 46, 47 yard line.
Yeah.
And they tried a quarterback sneak that had no chance of making it. None. I mean, it was like, there's somebody that's an offensive play caller that is paid among the top 32 offensive coordinators in the world, and they came up with that. I just found that to be just incredible. So,
not a smart move.
No, it was just inept. I just have no idea what they were thinking.
It's like one of those panic moves.
Exactly.
You're under pressure.
So we will come back at 7:22. We're going to talk about Noel Kings on Saturday. What really happened and what people like Trump are trying to say happened. So, and talk about what happened here locally. So that will be coming up at 7:22. We have a top-of-the-hour news update coming up, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Glad you could be with us here on this Monday morning. Get the work week off to a great start here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. As it is Monday morning, the 20th day of October. Right now, fair skies, chilly start here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 35 degrees. Well, Saturday, it was a big day around the country. Millions of people, upwards of 7 million people, had another No Kings rally. And it was in many, many communities from east coast to west coast, from north to south, and right here in north central Wisconsin. In fact, in a press release, coordinators from North Central Wisconsin Indivisible shared that 1,100 community members were present at the protest here in the Wausau area in Rib Mountain. Our Isabella Nieto and other members of the Civic Media news teams were all over the place during the events on Saturday. And We have a little bit of a report from our civic media reporters in Wisconsin Rapids from Saturday. I want to hear a little bit of this sound talking about why folks were, young people and old people were out protesting the current administration and what Donald Trump and his minions have been up to. Here's a little bit of what happened in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protest of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, civic media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets. For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
Again, that was outstanding work by our Civic Media News staff all over the state of Wisconsin on Saturday. And Isabella Nieto was over in Rib Mountain on Saturday, and she reported 1,100 community members were present. And North Central Wisconsin Indivisible said the energy was electric. The chants were loud and the message was clear. We are stronger together. And one comment in that package we just heard from the high school student in Wisconsin Rapids. And one thing that Trump and his allies have been trying to say is the folks that have been coming out and protesting the authoritarian slant of this administration is that they hate America. That's what Mike Johnson said last week. This was a bunch of protests that would be people that hate America. Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, could not be any more wrong. As that young lady said, this is not about disliking America. It's disliking certain aspects of what this administration is doing. She said it. She loves America, but hates what Trump is doing when it comes to, you go down the list, it's bombing boats that have no evidence. He says, oh, these are drug boats. He has yet to show any evidence. And I have seen, and I agree, that unless he can show some proof here, he's just out there murdering people. That is not American. That is not worthy of saying, I love what that is. We can say, I love this country, but still disagree that bombing what could be innocent folks, could be fishermen, fishing boats, is not American. So I thought she hit it on the head when it came to, hey, protesting shows love for this country.
It does.
Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, and the rest of you, not hatred of this country. It was great. This was an incredible sign of what democracy is all about.
Absolutely. And these people aren't protesting because they hate America. They're protesting because they're against everything that you have done. And they don't hate this country. They hate what you are doing to this country.
We want a country that lives to its ideals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want.
Truth,
that
justice
is,
in the American
there
way.
There you go. That's just like Superman
for.
Says, right?
That's what we're supposed to stand for.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of what was happening around the country. And again, in our system of government, that's expected of us.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to say what we like, what we don't like. That is part of what the responsibility of our country is, to be active in its policies. And the folks that we elect are people that are elected by the people. Donald Trump did not become president because he decided he was going to be president.
The president is supposed to serve the people.
Exactly.
Not just themselves.
Coming up, bottom of the hour information update. Included will be the Farm Report and a whole bunch more. Then back to Pat Kreitlow with more Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back with the WXCO Morning Report at 7:52. Here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:52, 36 degrees under overcast skies here in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and Ian, we were talking in the last segment about the No Kings rally that were held.
A very important rally, yeah, too.
They were held throughout the country, had 1,100 folks march in Rib Mountain on Saturday. And I came across a statement, a writing, a newsletter that I subscribe to. And during the break between the last segment and this one, I came across it. It kind of, I think, hit on a really good point when it comes to folks that are struggling with Donald Trump's administration, with the, I think the, I would call un-American tilt to the authoritarianism that we've seen from Trump, especially here in the first year of his second term. I wanted to share it. It's from Craig Calcaterra. Oh. He does the Cup of Coffee newsletter. It's a baseball newsletter, but it also talks about life and politics and that as well. So it always starts with baseball, but always ends up talking about some of the things that are going on.
And what does he say?
And he went to the downtown Columbus, Ohio rally on Saturday. And it was a large turnout. About 10,000 people were on the State House grounds. Wow. And he notes that having that many people come out on a Saturday afternoon when Ohio State is playing is quite a very impressive number.
I would agree.
But he said, and this is, I quote him on this, he says, "It's hard to say this without coming off corny, but I cannot tell you how good and inspiring it was to be in that crowd. Not because I made new friends or got caught up chanting slogans or singing or whatever, and not because being there made me believe things are going to immediately change for the better, because I know better. No, it felt good because it made me feel less alone and less crazy. I work from home. I'm out in public less than a lot of people, and I spend a lot of my time taking the world in through my computer. When you do that, it's easy to trick yourself into feeling like you're the only one at wit's end.
I know how he feels.
It's easy to fool yourself into feeling like the rest of the world is just going about its business, not caring terribly much about the things that have depressed and enraged you for months. It's an absolute balm to be around a few thousand folks who are every bit, if not more, unhappy and angry and determined to make things better than you are. And when you're among millions of people across the country feeling the same way. That was especially true once I realized that the vast majority, hang on here, I lost my spot, of when the vast majority of the people there were nothing like me. There were old people and very young people, some hardcore lefty types, the sort of which I converse with online sometimes, but way, way, way more normal, liberal, or middle-of-the-road types holding signs that made me laugh or scratch my head. People who wouldn't, to their great credit, mind you, understand half of the things or the people I follow on social media that rant about on a daily basis. But that's good, partially because it means most folks aren't as internet poisoned as I am, but mostly because it reminds me that thousands of people have at least one super important thing in common. We don't like what's happening in this country, and we want to fix it.
A very good article. He makes a lot of a great points.
Because
there.
It does at times. It feels like, you know, you do feel like, especially in this era.
I understand what he's talking about with the internet poisoning, because a lot of times you go on like your social media or just go on like any sort of internet search and you see all these different opinions and all these different, you know, things that people are trying to shove at your face and make you try to, you know, it's either one way or the other. It's like, no, I understand exactly what he's saying. It's very tough, especially when you're so focused on the internet that you forget it to be outside the computer.
And just another example of why Donald Trump is so mentally deranged. And I know that's rather strong. But Saturday night, after the No Kings rallies, and I have to give Calcaterra credit as well, he used the term Diarrhea Don.
Ugh.
Because Trump posted an AI video showing him literally dumping expletive, what happens when you go to a bathroom. But basically, Diarrhea Don showed himself dumping excrement on Americans protesting. It was childish. It's embarrassing that the president of the United States would do that.
It just
embarrassing.
Shows how little class he has.
There is no class there.
There's,
and
you're absolutely right. None.
And it was said that it could be considered the most immature and humiliating thing a sitting president has ever done. Mm-hmm. Just immature. And again, what happened over the last number of weeks is we've heard over and over again from those megas that this entire operation, the No Kings rallies, were just, you know, George Soros paying people to show up. They have come to realize that was a bunch of garbage. Mm-hmm. And now they're at a loss with millions of people coming out and protesting this weekend. They know that they are not in the majority. They know that ultimately they're going to lose. And I think people Saturday was a great example of what is happening in this country, that people have had enough of this totalitarian, illegal regime that Donald Trump is running. Mm-hmm. And that we are just over a year. We're almost to a year, the midterm elections. And I don't think it's going to go very well for Donald Trump.
I don't think so either.
The time is 7:59. We got an information update at the top of the hour coming up. Then it is more with Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. 39 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh, and we will have Ian and his number for the day quiz coming up here in a few minutes. But first, high school football. Football playoffs are now officially here. The eight-player football playoffs got underway This past weekend, we had the Newman Cardinals. Their season came to an end on Saturday. They lost at Frederick 65-0. It was they were the numbers caught up with Newman. They were missing 3 two-way starters. I mean, that's almost half their starters. It was just too much to overcome against a good football team, but still another terrific season for Newman. Made it to the playoffs again. They are one of only 2 8-player football programs that have made the playoffs in each of the years the WIAA has staged a football tournament. So again, congratulations to Coach Paul Mickling and his group on making it back to the playoffs. Congratulations to the Athens Blue Jays as Athens shut out Niagara in the first round of the football playoffs. And so Athens moves on to level 2 coming up this weekend. And a year ago, Athens only won one game. We'll have Todd Diethelm, the head football coach at Athens, joining us on Wednesday on the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO. So we'll find out about what the big turnaround has been for Athens football. And the Athens Blue Jays will be in action coming up on Friday night. They will travel to Lena St. Thomas Aquinas for a level 2 game. Saturday, the 11-player brackets were announced, and a number of our area teams are involved. Wausau West will be a number 8 seed. They will travel to Heartland Arrowhead, number 1 seed, on Friday night. We will have that Division 1 level 1 matchup right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35. DC Everest, also part of that Division 1 bracket. They are number 5 seeded. They travel to Brookfield East, the number 4 seed, on Friday night. In Division 2, the Wausau East Lumberjacks are back in the playoffs for the second straight year. Wausau East is a number 7 seed in their bracket, so that means a road game coming up. Actually, I should say, I'm sorry, they are in Division 3, not Division 2. Division 3 for the Lumberjacks, number 7 seed in their bracket, and Wausau East will be making a road trip to Mount Horeb Barneveld on Friday night. Also, Division 3 teams from our area involved, Merrill Blue Jays. They will be home on Friday, a number 4 seed, Merrill taking on the Lakeland Thunderbirds. So again, Merrill is involved in the playoffs, so congratulations to them. The Edgar Wildcats are back in as a number 1 seed. They've been undefeated all season long. They're looking for a third straight state championship. The last 2 years were in Division 7, and Edgar will host number 8 seeded Loyal Greenwood coming up on Friday night as well. Abbotsford is a number 7 seed in Division 6. The Abbotsford Falcons will be traveling to number 2 seeded Mondovi. In the playoffs, the Mosinee Indians back in again. Mosinee is a number 2 seed in their bracket, and Mosinee is in Division 4, I believe. Let me double-check that real quickly. But Mosinee having another solid year. They are the champions in the Great Northern Conference, and Mosinee is a number 2 seed in Division 4. They will take on number 7-seeded Beloit Turner on Friday night in Mosinee. So, again, those are just a few of the teams involved in the postseason playoffs, and, again, looking forward to seeing Wausau West against one of the perennial powers in Wisconsin high school football. It's not going to be easy, but should be a lot of fun to go see the Warriors and Heartland Arrowhead Friday night right here on 98.9 WXCO. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's go into the number for the day quiz. You've been struggling recently.
I have been.
You haven't passed in the last few weeks. Time to pass again, at least. That's where we're going to start. We're going to try to get you a passing grade, then we'll work for the winning week and everything else.
Absolutely. Got to start somewhere.
Yep. So let's start off. It makes it a lot easier and get it right on Monday, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Our number for the day is galaxies.
Galaxies.
You know, so our solar system and everything else is so big and vast.
I've always been fascinated with space.
All right. So then this would be down your alley.
Oh, yeah.
So our number for the day involves galaxies. And the number for the day is the number of known galaxies. So how many?
Known galaxies.
The number of known galaxies. Okay. And I'm going to give you three numbers that are widely divergent. So it's,
okay, so I really got to focus.
All right. So your first choice is 100 million.
Okay.
Your second choice is 100 billion.
Okay.
Your third choice is 100 trillion.
So 100
million, 100 billion, and 100 trillion. How many known galaxies are there?
Known galaxies. Well, any one of those numbers would be impressive. But this is the number.
They're very widely divergent.
Yeah, it's quite a range.
You never would think that 100 million would be a very small number, but in this case, it's the smallest number. 100 billion is the middle number, and 100 trillion is the biggest number.
Okay. I'm going to go with my instinct here. I'm going to guess. I'm going to say 100 billion. 100 billion is my final guess. I'm going to say 100 billion.
All right. The number of known galaxies out there is 100 billion.
Oh.
So you're one for one.
Nice to start off Monday with a win.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it does feel good, though.
So now tomorrow you can get a passing grade already.
Oh, that would be nice.
All right, well, have a good rest of your Monday.
You too, Chet. Happy Monday, everybody.
Stick around. Coming up after an information update, it's more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And we'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 6:52 a.m. for the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.